Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
We've discovered that in marriage, it is the whole body and the whole life of a person engaging with someone of the opposite sex in marriage, and it takes place with a whole life and the whole body of the other person. You can't just have body to body. You also have to have life to life. Life to life, body to body is marriage. Body to body is adultery outside of marriage.
Adultery is more than a physical act. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young and Wayne Shepherd. The seventh of the Ten Commandments tells us, "You shall not commit adultery." And in today's message, Dr. Young shows us how seriously God takes adultery in the next message from his Sex Crazed Culture series. The message is simply called Adultery, and it's coming up next when The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young returns after this short break. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. The truth is, God has given us sex as a sacred gift to be celebrated in marriage. And that's why we want you to call to request a copy of Dr. Young's CD message called, Is Sex Sacred? This important resource can be yours today when you call us and share a gift to support this broadcast. So call The Winning Walk now at 1-800-350-WALK. 1-800-350-9255. Now, here's proven truth about adultery on The Winning Walk. Here's Dr. Ed Young.
What's in a thought? Just a thought. A lot more than most of us would imagine. When you have a thought, when I have a thought, you know what takes place? Immediately there is triggered in your brain and in my brain an electrochemical response that surges throughout our body, and electrical magnetic waves goes through every part of your being and every part of my being, because it's all linked up together when we have a single thought. In fact, when you and I have a single thought, over 500 billion reactions take place just that instant, with one thought. Now, we've identified only about 2,000 of those reactions, but that's how magnificently we are constructed. And if we could hear these chemical waves and these electric waves as they go through our body with every thought, I think you would hear a mighty symphony being played. A single thought. In other words, it's almost like your brain and my brain is a kind of laboratory. And when we have a single thought in your brain and in my brain, chemicals are given off and electrical impulses are given off that affect everything about you and everything about me just with a single thought. Single thought. I have a little book someone gave me entitled, Who Switched Off My Brain? The author of this book says it's so important how our brain functions and what we think about. This author says that 87% of all physical and mental illnesses stem and originate with our thoughts. 87%. And her thesis, the author of this book, she says there's only 13% of your illness and my illness, physically, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, etc., comes from our environment, from the food we eat, or from our DNA makeup. Now, I would debate with that study. I think you could reverse it and say, well, what we eat and our environment and our DNA affects our health, and therefore that affects our thought process. So I think it's like arguing the chicken and the egg. Which is more important, the body to wholeness and health or the mind to wholeness and health? And I don't think anybody knows. The returns are not in. The truth is, we know more about how Saturn relates to Mars way out there in the ionosphere than we know of how your brain and my brain relates to our bodies. We still don't know very much about that. But we do know they are tied together. We know they are united, mind and body. And the author of this book says, this is a revolutionary new style of thinking and a new pursuit of knowledge. In other words, she's saying it's a brand new, wonderful idea that the body is related to the brain and the brain is related to the body. I would like for her to sit down with me and point out to her that the Bible was a few thousand years ahead of that idea. Because what did we read in our scripture? Exodus, thou shalt not commit adultery. In that context, the author, inspired by God, Moses, taking those tablets on Mount Sinai, simply said that we are not to have a physical relationship with someone who is not our husband or not our wife. If we do, that is adultery, right? And we've discovered that in marriage, it is the whole body and the whole life of a person engaging with someone of the opposite sex in marriage, and it takes place with a whole life and the whole body of the other person. You can't just have body to body. You also have to have life to life. Life to life, body to body is marriage. Body to body is adultery outside of marriage. And by the way, unless someone gets too pious here, need to understand that every one of us here have broken every one of the commandments. Anybody want to debate that? That's what Jesus said. He took it away just from the physical act and said, in our minds, we break this commandment. And he says, if we don't clean up our minds, we need to take radical action. It's pretty radical to punch out one eye, isn't it? To cut off one hand. He did not mean that literally. He was saying there are things we have to run from. We have to cut out of our lives in order to be pure, in order to have marriages that grow and sizzle, that are relevant and practical for this 21st century. And so we're talking about adultery. There is mental adultery, there is physical adultery, and the physical adultery is deadlier. We can't really rank sin, though mental adultery is also deadly, but physical adultery plays back into your body and into my body when we commit physical adultery. That's what Paul says, see? That's what Paul says. It affects who you are inside more than any other sin sexual immorality does. But we live in a capricious world, do we not? We live in a very, very capricious world, a world of affairs. You read so many studies as to how many men are faithful and how many women are faithful and how many are unfaithful, and you could have a debate about that. The best statistics that I have looked at seems to say that about 2/3 of all men are unfaithful at one time or another to their marriage vows, about 2/3 of us, gentlemen. With women, it's about 50%. With women in the marketplace, it goes up to 60 to 65%. So we are an adulterous people, all of us in this culture in which we live. To show you how serious it is, there was a group of women, when their kids got in school, they decided they would study French. And so 11 women got in a French class together. They got close and they would share their thoughts and share a little extracurricular activity with the other women. And one woman said, well, how many of us, 11 of them, how many of you women have been faithful to your marriage, faithful to your husband, all the time you've been married? And one hand went up out of 11. Now, a woman went home and told her husband, said, we were eating together and named the woman who asked how many have been faithful and said only one hand went up, and she said, that wasn't my hand. And her husband said, what? You've been unfaithful. She said, oh no, I haven't been unfaithful, but I didn't raise my hand. I was ashamed.
You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. You can access many resources to help you live according to the proven truth of God's Word when you visit us online at winningwalk.org. That's winningwalk.org. While there, you can sign up to receive Dr. Young's free email devotional. And then you can also follow us on Twitter for daily encouragement. We're found on Twitter at winningwalk. There's more proven truth about adultery coming up.
Do you think you are more godly than King David? David was married, had seven wives, had 17 children, and along came an open window shade, and all of a sudden here is David. You think that you're bulletproof in this area? You think you're more pious and more godly than King David?
That's right after this quick break. Stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young will be right back. Once again, welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Give us a call today to share a gift to support this broadcast and request your copy of Dr. Young's important CD message, Is Sex Sacred? In this resource, Dr. Young shows you how God designed sex within marriage to symbolize the oneness we have with Him. So call with your donation and request your special resource today. Call 1-800-350-WALK. 1-800-350-9255. Now here's Dr. Young with more proven truth about the destruction of adultery.
This is our world. And there's so many kinds of deadly affairs. Look up there. I wanted you to see all the kind of affairs. We put some names. This is not original with me. Some names of affairs. There's the friendship affair. Self-explanatory. There's the office affair. There's be a good neighbor affair. There's a cup of coffee affair. There's a seize the moment affair. There's the people helper affair. There's the old acquaintance affair. Stop right there for a minute. We have a counseling service in our church you may or may not know about. We have 12 psychotherapists, godly men and women, Christians who work in counseling. And they tell me that there is an epidemic of affairs that start with Facebook. They start online. Someone runs down someone they went to college, they went to high school with, someone they used to know in their hometown. They begin to talk and they exchange pictures with them, and they may even show it to their mate, but said, this has led to so much immorality, you wouldn't believe it. In fact, there's a lawyers group that specializes in divorce, and they just came out with this statistic, said 81% of those who are trying to prove infidelity in their marriage have used Facebook and the correspondence that took on there. Therefore, in our counseling, you know what we say to every married person? Get off Facebook. Get out of all this junk because it leads you astray. It's happening over and over again in our culture. Another kind of affair. That's the old acquaintance. The same interest affair. You know, we like the same things. The Western affair. Let me stop explaining that one. The Western affair is like, you know, the guy who puts a notch in his gun every time he kills somebody, the old Westerns. Well, there's some men who put notches in their belt every time they sleep with a woman. Oh, yeah, very prominent in our culture. Sure. And then the last one, the pornographic affair, primarily men, some women. Did you know that is an epidemic in America? Listen carefully. The seventh largest business in the United States is pornography. And some believe it is the most profitable business in America today. And it touches Christians especially, all of us, but Christians especially, because it is pleasurable and it is secret. And we have the idea that it doesn't hurt anybody, forgetting that pornography is an adulterous endeavor that rips out your soul and will destroy the heart of your marriage, your Christian witness, and affect you and your family for years and years and years to come. It is highly addictive. What we hear, what we see. And it is a devastating, devastating habit and a deadly habit. We have hundreds of men right now in our church, in support groups, who are crying out for help, saying it's taken the very life and vitality out of them. As young boys, it was masturbation, and now it moves into pornography in another area, and it is deadly, gentlemen. Don't think there's no harm, no foul, that it affects the deepest part of your soul. And there is this pornographic affair. Marriage. It is a basic heart of our society. By the way, do you see how widespread pornography is? I can tell just standing here because you got so quiet. Somebody said, well, I'm too old, or I'm middle-aged, or I'm, you know, I have a friend who said to me, if I commit a sexual sin, I've asked God to kill me. He said, I will never commit a sexual sin. If that's you, let me ask you a few little questions. Do you think you're stronger than Samson? Does anybody think here you're stronger than Samson in the Bible? Do you think you were brought up in a home more Christian than Samson's home? I can tell you, you were not. You think you had greater conviction about how you should serve God than Samson when you were a teenager? I can tell you, you didn't. You think you're strong in Samson? You think you're bulletproof in this area? Do you think you are more godly than King David? Wrote Psalms. Man after God's own heart. In the pinnacle of his life, a career of success, David was married, had seven wives, had 17 children, and along came an open window shade, and all of a sudden here is David. You think that you're bulletproof in this area? You think you're more pious and more godly than King David? Huh? Do you? Does anybody here think you're wiser than Solomon? God gave him wisdom. In the area of sexual promiscuity and marriage, that tore out the heart of this man at the end of his life. So, we have to look at this thing of adultery. Seriously, honestly, and openly. And for some of us, ladies and gentlemen, marriage is the last chance you're going to have to grow up. Let's look at the three major causes. These are big categories. There are hundreds of causes of adultery, but I put them under three big categories. I think you could put all the other causes as subsets under this. Look out on your screen. First of all, undeveloped emotion. Undeveloped emotions. If you marry somebody who's still an adolescent, if you marry somebody like that, that's a setup for adultery. What's an adolescent? Best definition I've ever heard. Adolescent is someone who's split right in the middle. Someone on this side is an adult, on that side's a child. Teenagers, right? One minute a teenage girl will make a decision, you'll say, I'm so proud of her. She's made a big time adult decision. And the next hour she'll make a decision, say, you know, she acts like she's 9 years old. That's an adolescent.
Adultery. That's the title of our message today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Outside of marriage, sex tears body and soul apart, but within the marital context, it is God's sacred gift. And that's why we want you to call today to request a copy of Dr. Young's CD message, Is Sex Sacred? He wants to help you understand God's purposes and principles for sex within marriage. And this special resource can be yours when you call us and share a gift to support this Winning Walk broadcast. Our number, 1-800-350-WALK. Again, toll free, 1-800-350-9255. After this break, Dr. Young continues sharing more proven truth about the dangers of adultery right here on The Winning Walk. You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We want to send you a special gift to thank you for your financial support to help The Winning Walk broadcast the proven truth of God's Word. It's Dr. Young's CD message, Is Sex Sacred? So please call now to request this special resource when you share your donation. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. Now, more proven truth about adultery. Here's Dr. Young.
All of us are not totally mature. I understand that. But some people are really, really immature in so many, many areas. For example, the area of being spoiled. If you married somebody else, their mom and dad, the sun would rise and set on that son and daughter. Boy, I'm going to give them anything and everything, and I want to provide for them and have the things I didn't have. And they're totally spoiled. If you married someone like that and they've had a token of success in life, that's a setup. They're a setup for somebody who says, well, I deserve this. I work hard and I am successful. I'm thinking of a couple, and he slept with a lot of kids when he was in high school, and he married this beautiful, wonderful girl, and they joined the church, and they had a couple of children. After about 3 years, he began to sleep around and go here and go there and meetings, and he became an adulterer. And finally, it was discovered. And they asked him why, and in a counseling environment, he said, you know, is it problem with the kids? We got great kids. Problem with your wife? Oh, no, I love her. We have wonderful love relationship together. Is it problem with your job? Oh, no, I'm doing fine there. Is it problem? No, everything was great. Well, then why are you unfaithful? And he finally said, well, I guess it's that forbidden fruit thing. Know about the forbidden fruit thing? Here's Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. God said, you can eat of the fruit of the trees of all these gardens, all these trees, thousands of trees. Man, isn't that enough for you, Adam? Except one. Just one. Out of all the trees on the planet in a pristine environment, only one tree you can't eat out of, Adam. Oh, just that one. It's the forbidden fruit thing. Remember Candid Camera? Some of us remember that. Remember they'd walk down the street, and one, they had a wall there, and they had a big hole there, and it says, don't look through this hole. And they took pictures of the people who walked by. Well, normally you wouldn't look through, but don't. And they would look. The other day, in the hall of the church, they painted, and they put up a sign, wet paint. And I walked by in the morning, wet paint, and I came back by about an hour later, and it was still up. And I said, you know, I wonder if that paint's dried. It had dried. There's something about prohibitions, isn't it?
Thanks for joining us on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Before we close today's program, we want to send you Dr. Young's CD message called Is Sex Sacred? This special resource shows you God's purpose and principles when it comes to His sacred gift of sex to be celebrated within marriage. And it's our gift to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk keep broadcasting God's proven truth on this station. So be sure to request this important CD message when you call with your donation today, 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. And thanks for spending time with us in God's Word today. Monday, Dr. Young shares more proven truth about the seventh commandment and the dangers of adultery. So please tune in again then. I'm Wayne Shepherd, and from all of us at The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young, have a great weekend.